We have 2, 4, 5 resolutions. Resolutions 523, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County, Cubic Inc., Department of Tourism. Any discussion? No, Rick's right here. No discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
No, it's really not a question or anything. I sat through the presentation from Cubic Incorporated. Two gentlemen, this firm is from Oklahoma, and they answered an RFP and they won it. Very progressive, new idea type of advertising, sales, public relations company. I think he's going to do a really good job. And I think the reason why they went out to bid is because the previous agency, Focus Media, is doing all of the counties around and all of the guidebooks and the advertising is looking the same, and we have to look different. That's my statement.
You agree, Rick?
I certainly agree. And,
all right.
Thank you, Carl. And we had an aggressive RFP. We had 7 firms bid, and this was clearly the best firm, head and shoulders above everybody else.
Mark?
Yeah, if I could just add to that. I mean, we would have RFP'd it anyway because of the amount and the contract was up. So we had no extensions. It was time to do a new request for proposals. The incumbent, you know, did submit a proposal, like Rick said, 7 did. But the committee unanimously selected this organization after the presentations, and I know many of you just sat through one. So.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 544, authorized upgrade of public safety enterprise software for the County of Ulster. A maximum estimate cost of $3 million and authorizing the issue of $3 million bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
So moved.
Second. Carl.
So this is software for the public safety computer system?
Correct.
And so this is just a bond, but I hadn't seen a contract. So we haven't actually contracted with the company yet. We're just...
Lieutenant Soles, our tech person, I think.
The contract should be before you this evening.
Our council has looked at it, evaluated.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
We have a contract. We have a contract.
Was it sent out?
Yeah, it was sent out.
It was sent out in the digital packet.
Yeah, it should be in the consent packet tonight.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The guy at the end of the table, have you been cited by someone saying you're flying around a couple nights from now?
Yeah.
Lost a little weight, too.
He's going to pump himself up.
Never had my wife's cooking.
Or is he reenacting the Ripper and Winkle?
That's like Santa and Rudolph. Yeah. Now she did a couple nights before. Yeah.
Resolution 546. Authorizing the installation of shoulders along Road 299 in for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum cost of $487,000 and authorized the issue of $487,000 bond.
Move.
Second. Discussion.
I think this is great that this is happening. I just have to say it. We need to really look at all our roads, but this is a critical one, and I'm really happy to see it moving forward.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 548, authorizing reconstruction of DeWitt Library roof at Ulster County Community College in for the County of Ulster and a maximum estimate cost of $250,000, authorized issue of $250,000 serial bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 552, authorize the purchase of mass transit buses for the County of Ulster at a maximum estimated cost of $849,387, authorizing the issuance of $849,387 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Moved. Second.
Second. Can I ask a
questions? Yes, you may.
I looked at the contract quickly, but are they green buses or are they regular buses? Or
these are high efficiency diesels. Mm-hmm. The difference between these buses, as you know, we've been spending a lot of time right sizing the fleet.
Yeah.
I mean, the county used to always buy just the really large extended bus. We've been buying some smaller cutaways. Our ridership has grown so much. In fact, we're going to hit 500,000 by the end of this year. We're at 250. 6 years ago.
Wow.
So this is actually a medium-sized bus. So we're actually starting to upsize the bus fleet a little bit, given the ridership numbers have been growing.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Yes, Carl.
What is the fares that are collected?
Mm-hmm.
What are they used for? Because I mean,
$2.
They're not that high. I mean, $1.45 or something each way, or $3-4 round trip. What do you do with that revenue?
They help offset the local match. I mean, depending on the 90% or 50% dollars, the system is highly federally subsidized, and the fares help pay for the local match.
I mean, it's very fair what they charge. I mean, I know from Marlboro up to Kingston, it's about $2, if I'm not mistaken.
If you're a senior and a veteran, it's half that.
Mm-hmm. So. County employees discount still?
Yes, and then we also, remember last year in December, we changed it so that students traveling to SUNY Ulster would get the half-price fare as well, to go to class.
Hear that, Santa? Maybe you can bus around Ulster County.
We're not raking in the money on fares, but
and I might add, you can use a great smartphone app. You go to UCAT, you download it from the store for free, the app store, and you can track every bus in our system and see exactly where it is on the route and how long till it gets to your location, so you know how long you have to wait for the bus. Yeah.
Tracy?
I know that we began the discussions about this seems unconnected, but it's not. The advertising policy, and I'm expecting that in the new year we'll continue those discussions, hopefully come forward with a unified policy. But it would be nice, for example, for that app to see buses wrapped in advertising that isn't about commercial advertising, but is actually promoting our own programs, our own policies, like the app, letting people know that this exists and this is here.
And no political eye-catching.
No, again, like I said, I provided a lot of data to the chairman of the committee. He had asked for it, but we generate about $20,000 a year net revenue to the county.
I know.
And those dollars are used under the federal rules to reimburse the cost of repairs for the buses. So, again, every dollar we generate in advertising offsets the burden on the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I just think that there's a greater good to be had. It's a discussion to be had, for sure.
Yes.
Bail bonds on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The bail bonds.
I know.
Allison's bail bonds.
Don't get me started.
Let us get you before your cellmates do.
Does it really say that?
I thought that was the attorney. Do we cheat him in how?
Are you kidding me?
We do not have that.
That's on
every card.
I don't know if you should pay it on the plus. Let us get you before your
bad before I heard that, and now.
That would be a joke. We do not have that bond.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely be a First Amendment issue.
I mean, so much federal money, we can't actually make it an enterprise and solicit too much money from advertising, can we?
There are very specific rules that we follow, and again, the goal here is to reduce.
That's
to,
on their
you have to use
card.
The revenue and reinvest it into the system,
the
and repairs
right.
is the way that we do
it's
that.
Right over in the jail. Go look.
I just think we have a lot to promote about Ulster County. That getting it's a good way to get the word out. we spend money advertising things on billboards, etc. And to me, having a moving advertisement that would get the double benefit of getting the ridership up, but also get our information about so many great services that we do out there to the public, is something that I'm hoping that we'll bring forward to the legislature.
Who would pay for that? Taxpayers are going to pay for it versus private business.
Private business, or there could be a partnership. We could look into a partnership sponsored by. That's what we're talking about now.
Maloney's bail bond.
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call on 552. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business? Any old business? If not, a motion to adjourn. This is our last meeting of the year. I want to thank everybody for a nice, fruitful year. Hopefully, it'll be healthy and very encouraging for 2017.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I just want to point out.